Test 72, Section 3, Question 14. Here, we're looking for the role played that if T had whiskers, it had hair on other parts, which would have insulated it. So we need to know what role that plays. So it says, the ancient reptile T, ancestor of mammals, skull features resembling, suggesting that it had whiskers. If it had whiskers, it had hair on other parts, which would have served as insulation. Therefore, T was probably warm-blooded, for the insulation would be of little use to a cold-blooded animal. So the conclusion overall is that it was warm-blooded, okay? And the evidence is that insulation wouldn't work very well if it was cold-blooded, and that its hair would have helped regulate body temperature. So if we look at kind of what role this plays, it's obviously some form of evidence. The question that we want to ask is it a subconclusion? Is there evidence that if it had whiskers, it had hair on other parts of its body which would have served as insulation? And there really isn't evidence for that. So this is just a premise or a piece of evidence. So A, it's a premise offered in support of the conclusion that insulation would be of little use to a cold-blooded animal. Well, no, it's the correct piece of the argument, but it's not the correct conclusion there. So we don't have the right conclusion. It's a premise offered in support of the main conclusion drawn. That seems pretty good, so I would take that. It is a conclusion for which the claim that T had skull features is offered as support. It's because that it's saying if it had whiskers, then it had other things. But the fact that it had these skull features doesn't support that that claim that if it had whiskers, then it would have had other hair too. It is a statement of hypothesis that the argument attempts to show is false. No, that's the opposite. It's helping it. And then it's offered as an explanation of a phenomenon described in the conclusion, but not itself used to provide support. Actually, it does provide support. It's very good support for that. And so therefore, answer choice B is our correct response.